You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Melissa. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
And are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Can I please have your first and last name?
Yes, my name is Celia Jasmine Uchel. You want me to spell it out for you?
Please.
Yes, Celia Jasmine, Jasmine Uchel, Michel.
All right. What is a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
My callback number will be 66-625-9144.
Is it 625 or
Sorry?
652?
652, I'm so sorry.
No. Just wanted to make sure. Wanted to make sure. All righty, honey. Can I send your updates to you by text message to that number?
Yes, honey, you're fine.
Super. All righty. Message and chat and data rates may apply. And what's your policy number?
It's 0401-0003-7592.
592.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me just read it back to you real quick just so we make sure that I got the right numbers here. Okay. 0401. Oh, go ahead. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, 0401. Yeah.
There we go. 02100037592.
Yeah.
Okie doke. And what is the last six numbers of the VIN, your vehicle identification number?
Yeah. 0209-21.
2-1. All righty, sweetie. Give me a second. Let me pull up your policy.
Thank you for your help.
Absolutely. My pleasure. All right, darling. What is your make and model of the vehicle?
This is a 09 Toyota
What's the model of?
Oh, girl, I'm so sorry.
You're good. You're totally fine, honey. What color is it?
A dark gray.
Dark green?
No, dark gray. I'm sorry, dark gray.
Dark gray. Oh, you're good. You're good. All right. And what's the reason you need service?
Oh, man, this car, man. Oh my God, this car is doing it. I just need a jump start.
All right. Dead battery. I had a Corolla. It's my favorite car in the whole world. It had bumps
That's it.
all over it from being in a hailstorm, and we called it Dimples, and it was really, I loved it.
OMG, this car is amazing, but this gas is too much.
Oh,
I just can't do it no more.
I know. I know. My brother drives a Denali. Like, really? He had to go trade it
Denali.
in for a Denali. One of those great big trucks. He drives one of those great big trucks. Really? The
Yeah,
price of gas? He can't even drive it.
you make some money in driving that car.
Oh, yeah, probably. All right. Usually just
Okay.
uses it for like the desert stuff. All righty. Are you in a parking lot?
Yeah, I have a. No, I'm in at the American Museum, Tank Museum. Do you want me to give you the address? It's like right next
Yeah.
to where I am, where I'm at.
Perfect. Give me one second here. Let me get you. What did I do? Oh, new.
Let me give you the address and you call tired.
All right. All right, whenever you're ready for the address, honey.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay, I found it. Let's go. Okay, it's 1918. Rosemead Boulevard.
Rosemead.
South Almonte. 91733.
Okay, the second one I pull you up. Alrighty, alrighty. The American Military Museum.
Yeah, I like going there with the park with my dog, but then like I said, my battery died, and it's like I've been stuck here for hours and been trying to call like my friend,
okay.
But he ain't picking up. So.
Gotcha. Alrighty. So. Do you, are you over, is there a dog park in there? So I tell them that you're over by the dog park?
Yeah.
Or is it just like a walking area?
Park. I mean,
right by the park?
It's the walking area. So they'll probably need to bring their portable, what do you call that thing? That portable car jump.
Oh, the charge box?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's called, a charge box. Yeah.
All righty.
Oh, geez.
Wow. All right.
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
I just looked up
I
the location because it doesn't look like a park. And I like clicked on something and it pulled it up. And you guys have like all these tanks and stuff there. That's really cool. Never seen that before. That's a neat place. Alrighty.
You talking about the American Museum?
Yeah, I've never seen it before. That's really neat. That looks like a really cool. My son would love that.
You gotta come here. They got all these tanks here. They got.
I just saw that. I just saw that. I'm like, what the heck? That is so. Because it looks like a junkyard from above. Look at this. It looks like a junkyard from above. But look, Damien. It's all these things. Anyway.
It's free.
Just showing them. It's free, too?
It's
That's
free
really
too.
Cool. That's really cool. I like that. That's neat. That's cool.
And when you're done, you go straight to the park and, you know, take your dog, you know, and, you know, support a walk or, you know, it's a really cool place.
That is a really cool place. Alrighty. Well, let me go ahead and get somebody out there to get you out of that really cool place, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and start reaching out to some providers for you, and shortly you'll receive a text message that'll have all the provider's information, phone number, estimated time of arrival, all that good stuff. Okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. One question before you get off. Can you,
yes?
Secure the service before you hang up the phone?
Sure. I can at least try. Absolutely. So what I can do is I need to put you on hold, and you can just sit there on hold.
Okay.
Or I can give you a call as soon as I have somebody. But, yeah, I can definitely put you on hold and just see what happens.
Yes, I can wait. Just to make sure I gave you the right phone number, it's 626-652-9144.
That's it. That's what I got.
Thank you. Yes, I don't mind waiting on the phone.
Okay, cool. I'll place you on hold, and I'll come and check on you every once in a while. But feel free at any time. If it's taking a while, it has been taking a while tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you that it has been difficult. Not difficult, but just long ETAs. It's just busy. Okay, it hasn't been difficult, but it has been busy. So there's a positive there. All right, but I'm going to do everything I can to get somebody out there as quickly as possible. So just give me a minute, and we'll see where we go. Okay?
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
You're very welcome, dear.